This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Remember, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. My son was in town from Durham. I asked him, what do you want for lunch today? He said, Lido Pizza. Haven't been around a Lido Pizza in a while. So, of course, I got a Lido Pizza, I got a dozen wings, and I got a couple salads. I hit all the stops on the menu.
Last time my wife went to Lido, she actually bought the dressing in a jar to bring home.
The salad dressing?
Yes.
Their house dressing is so good.
So we had a jar of that for a couple weeks.
Very good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Speaking of eating, I just saw what Joey Chestnut did over the weekend.
Okay, I did not see his exploits.
So it wasn't the hot dog eating contest.
No, that's July 4th. Everybody knows that.
And we made fun of Tom Cruise for the way he was eating popcorn.
Yes.
He was taking like a kernel or two and kind of just tossing it in his mouth.
He just had an exaggerated motion.
That was weird. Yeah.
He was standing up because I did see a different video. Mm-hmm. I saw a different video where he was sitting and
eating
had a big
normally.
Tub, and it seemed like he was eating normal. But Joey Chestnut broke his own record. It's a little hard to understand, but they say he inhaled 42 servings of popcorn in 8 minutes. They say a serving was 24 ounces, so I'm not sure. It looks like small little cups.
Yeah, but 24 ounces is a lot. Like, I mean, that's probably a 32-ounce cup that you have there. I would assume that's a 32-ounce cup. I know my cup sizes, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It looks like, yeah, you're probably right.
So that's 20 of those that are about two-thirds full,
and
right?
How long?
That's a lot.
8 minutes. He did 32 servings of 24-ounce popcorn in 8 minutes.
And what's he do? After the bit, he goes in and he pukes it all up? Is that
No, I don't know what his training regimen looks like. I have no idea.
His training regimen.
Well, I mean, that's
these guys do train. Like, I remember seeing, like, Kobayashi when he was at, like, his peak. Like, I remember watching him sit down at, like an Asian food spot, and they would bring him literally 10 pounds of ramen.
Yeah. Well, they would,
10 pounds of it. He would have to shovel it in.
He would have to.
Yeah, they have to train to get your stomach bigger.
I mean, if you don't eat like that for a year, you're going to vomit in 2 seconds.
Yeah, but I think they still puke it up when they're done.
Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I would think that you're going to puke it up. That's a lot of popcorn, man. I would choke, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You better be washing it down with a soda.
I don't have a big-time choking issue.
Dental floss. That'll
but if I ever have a choking incident, it's usually because some sort of popcorn kernel stuck in there.
It's a good call.
I wanted to bring up this story that I guess has gone viral on social media and everything over the last couple days. It may have happened in the last day or two, but there's a paraglider. Did you see this?
No.
That took off. First of all, I don't even quite understand what paragliding is. That's just where you go, like,
it's like
on a
you're
mountain.
Flying a big kite.
Yeah, you just kind of jump off the thing, and then you're just like in a kite.
Well, how's that different than hang gliding?
I don't know what hang gliding is.
I think
it looks similar. Hang gliding, you kind of have a bar, and you're kind of steering.
Is a paraglider you're sitting in it, and it's like
it's got like a parachute above them, and like somehow you're steering the parachute. Okay,
I think hang gliding you're not sitting. Paragliding you are.
Okay. I think so. I think that's right.
Yeah.
This dude went off somewhere, I think, maybe over China. They say he was on a mountain that was 3,000 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
He takes off for the mountain, and then he apparently gets sucked into a rare cloud suction that pulled him 28,000 feet higher.
Jeez.
He was above the clouds, very little oxygen. He was experiencing frostbite. The temperatures could be as low as minus 40 degrees.
Well, how do you survive it? I guess he's
survived.
He's bundled up, I guess. I
mean, no, they said he wasn't. First of all, he didn't have an oxygen mask. He didn't really have the requisite cold gear. He just got lucky. And they said he had tremendous mental resilience.
He was a luck box.
Yeah. And he somehow there are images. And I don't even, we're like, he's above the clouds, you see.
I mean, who's taking these pictures?
I know, I don't understand.
Where are these pics coming from?
And maybe it's attached to his,
maybe to his parachute to his ring or whatever. Yeah.
I don't quite understand it. But the guy reached 31,000 feet, like literally planes.
Yeah, he's like, he's at plane altitude.
In a freaking just paraglider.
But how long was he up at that level?
Well, I don't think he was up.
That's probably like, when
guys skydive, sometimes they're that high.
Yep. Okay. That's very
you're talking
rare.
About the breathing. They're like Tom Cruise just talked about how he was having difficulty breathing.
I think he was up there for like a minute. I think he was up there enough where you could see he's like, he's got frost all over him.
Yeah.
Well, skydivers are not at 28,000 feet.
The only one would be like that guy that would get from outer
space. Got a special
space.
Suit on, but generally those are all well below 15,000 feet.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That 31,000 feet is a joke.
I can't believe he was
how,
that high.
How high is Mount Everest? 28,000 plus feet?
Yeah.
Well, 30,000 is plane cruising.
Yeah. He's higher than Mount Everest. He's higher than Mount Everest by like 3,000 feet.
I mean, can you imagine how cold it was up there?
No, I can't. I couldn't. How do you keep your wits about you? And then how do you even make the thing go down?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a suction that could suck you up.
Sounds like a riptide for the air.
Yes.
I guess so.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Can you imagine looking out your window in your Southwest flight and you see some dude paragliding right next to you?
Freezing his balls
just
off.
Out there in the elements.
Right.
Mm.
So
what altitude was he at when he was just gliding?
Well,
before
he
got
took
sucked
off
up.
At 3,000.
3,000 got
that's
sucked up 25,000 feet.
28,000.
So I saw you looked up the difference between paragliding and hang gliding, Jason. What did you ascertain?
I just thought it was because the hang gliders are actually hanging.
They're held onto like a bar.
Yeah, but the paragliders, aren't they sitting?
It looks like he's sitting in like a canoe. It.
Oh, I don't know if that's the only reason.
I mean, I don't know.
There could be other differences.
Looks a little different. I think, isn't a hang glider like it's almost like a fixed wing?
There's like a metallic rig underneath it. A hang glider, from what I understand, where you're lying horizontal, and it's just like a big...
Like, almost like a wing.
Like a wing or almost like a massive kite that's keeping you afloat.
This
you
is
jump
more like
off
a
the edge of a
parachute,
cliff.
It looks like. And he's got a little thing he's sitting in. But it's just one in a million shot.
Okay.
He's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, I think I was thinking more of the hang glider versus paraglider. Yeah, the paraglider, I've seen back in Puerto Rico, there used to be a lot of paragliders. And every once in a while, they'd get... Like the wind would bring them a little close to where the condos were when they're supposed to be way out over the ocean.
They're going
to
hit a building?
Nah, I mean, I'm not worried.
I mean, do people, Valdez, you can answer this. At Ocean City, do people still do the bit where they get taken up by the speedboat?
Yeah,
and they have parachute
parasailing.
On that? Parasailing. Okay, that's still a bit. It's still a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit at every
beach. Would you do it? Have you done it?
I've done it once.
Was it scary?
When I was younger. Well, I have a fear of heights.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, if you're moving, it kind of takes away the fear. Like if I'm just standing somewhere, I get kind of queasy.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
It's
you kind of get bored of it after 10, 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
You're just kind of floating up high.
I mean, right.
If you're scared of heights, I get it. You do have a parachute and you have water underneath you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have some safeguards, I guess you feel like.
I guess.
But I'm with you. It's kind of boring. I did it once.
I'd be worried that the thing would become untethered and then I would just float away forever. But that would be it.
You just have to trust the...
Cloud suction would
trust
take me
mechanics
up
of it.
To 31,000 feet.
You have to trust... I'm sure it was a highly regulated industry.
Trust
parasailing.
Trust the drunks that bring new people out there every half hour.
Yeah.
Right.
I've never even been on a Sea-Doo. So I don't think I'll be doing any of these.
Banana boat.
You've
never done any of that stuff?
Never.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
They don't have those type of activities in Kiowa?
No, the place is too high class for a bunch of parasailers all over
desolate.
The place.
It's pretty
quiet. There's not much happening there.
Yeah.
There's no boardwalk.
I still can't believe that this guy survived.
You don't need a boardwalk.
Minus 40 degrees?
Yeah. Well, that's how cold it can get. I'm not sure that it did get to that cold. But, I mean, obviously, the guy's freezing his balls off. You see all the frost on him.
Yeah,
exactly. When he's up above the clouds.
Yeah, where was that camera?
I don't know. It must have been attached to the
first picture
parachute.
Looks too far away to be attached.
I don't know.
That's just weird.
Maybe that's when he was coming down, when he was descending.
I mean, he's not taking a selfie. He's holding on. He's holding on to that thing with both hands.
Right. Yeah.
So just terrifying.
That's incredible.
That's just another way that we're not going to die.
Just add it to the list.
Add it to the list. Paragliding.
Used to have that list, too. I think I've disposed of it.
I wish you could find that.
I mean, I could come up with a new one. Sure.
I don't think it took him that long to come up with his 100 things.
So easy. So easy to come up with that list.
Yeah, but I don't even know when you hang glide and like those guys that do it like in San Diego or whatever. Or isn't there even a place where they have like the hang gliding in the Outer Banks, JP?
Oh,
or
I don't know.
Like some version of that on the right
the
side.
The dunes,
or people do something off the dunes.
I see them fly a lot of kites.
I feel like you need to have a little higher elevation to do hang gliding.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought they did.
You might be right. I've only been to the dunes one time.
I thought they did some like very mild, wussy hang gliding. I wouldn't do it. Certainly, I know they do it like in San Diego or something. What about the guys in the squirrel suits?
Well, those guys are literally
nuts.
Insane.
Those are nuts. Now, do the squirrel suit guys, do they have parachutes at the end? That's how they stop?
I would assume. I don't know anything about the squirrel
suits.
How does that
stop?
Yeah.
So they just do their bit wherever they're going, and then at some point, boom.
Eventually pull it, yeah.
They pull it.
Yeah, but sometimes that thing happens where they catch wind, and then they smack into the to the cliff or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're flying to the side of the mountain going 80 miles an hour.
Nutty. Would you do? I know you guys have seen the clips where guys they'll be at some vacation resort or something or like lake or something, and they have the big super water slide, and then they go off and they go like 50 feet in the air, and they do all these flips. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Would you ever do that?
No.
You know what I mean?
I think
like
I would
a massive
I think
super
sure.
water slide that launches you into the air, into the lake. And then, you know, you're like 100 feet in the air or something. And, it, you know,
I don't know.
You know
that
what
I'm in
mean?
A big
like
rush.
A massive one.
I'm not in a big rush to do that.
Well, as long as the chance of death on that is probably 0%. So,
really?
Of course, I would try that.
Okay.
EB, for only $150.
Yeah.
You're going to Outer Banks this summer?
This summer, we're not, actually.
Okay. I'll be
it's
in Outer Banks.
Summer, like 15
what can
years.
You do? What can you do for $150?
Beginner hang gliding lesson. He was right.
I'm telling you, yeah.
No, thank you.
It's right from. It's from the Kitty Hawk Kites people.
Yeah, it's right over there on
right
the street.
There, yeah. The I've been to that stupid store a million times.
I just wouldn't feel comfortable letting the wind determine my outcome.
I'm not going to step to the edge of a cliff with a kite strapped to my back.
Yeah,
and then
be at the mercy of the wind.
Jump but off, if you're going to be fine.
But if you're at the dunes, you're just going to land in sand.
Okay, well, you can still land hard.
You can land head first in sand.
Yeah,
and
you could definitely knock yourself off.
Then your next trip to the sand, you're going to be in a wheelchair.
All right, hold on. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. He's been to the Outer Banks joint. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Junks? Love the show as
Joe,
always.
Joe, what's up?
And yeah, what's up, Bish? Hey, so yeah, EB, I think you're talking about kite surfing. That was created down in the Outer Banks.
All right, so what's the difference between that and like hang gliding or whatever?
Well, I think hang gliding, like you said, you need a higher thing. You jump off. The kite surfing is you're on a board and the wind is propelling you with your kite. You're holding your kite. So you know what I mean? You're doing tricks. They're doing flips. That was created down in the Outer Banks. It's pretty cool.
Well, definitely. I mean, I'm looking at an ad right now. They definitely have hang gliding. It says dune hang gliding, and you can get lessons.
All right. There you go.
Right. EB
was right on that.
Joe, have you done it?
No, I haven't done it. It looks kind of crazy. I don't know, you know, what the gear and stuff is you need, but I mean, I imagine you could rent it, but.
Yeah. All right, thanks, buddy.
Dude, I hope
appreciate
you guys
it.
Had a great weekend, boys.
All right, thanks,
what about
you, man.
Those wacky you things you see at some beaches where you essentially stand on two jets?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And you kind of float above the water. Have you seen those?
I've not seen those either.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like they're water skiing, but they have these like.
Yeah, it's like propelling you.
Jetpacks.
Yeah.
Are people that bored at the beach? The beach is fine without all these crazy contraptions.
Well, those things are fun. It's just like you like going on roller coasters.
Yeah, but they're not on the beach.
Okay, but you're
like, saying. I go to a beach and there's a chair.
You like to sit and chill. Some people don't.
And I just like, I'll throw the football. I might play some whatever game.
It's boring. People like speed.
People like to surf. You don't like to surf. Yeah. People like to surf.
I don't need the paddleboard. I don't need any of that.
People
nonsense.
Nowadays just can't go to the beach and enjoy themselves.
They can't just relax.
All I need is a speaker, a chair, and a
some cold drink, some surfsides,
something to drink,
and I'm good. Yeah.
I like a good banana boat ride. I always feel like
I just got assaulted. Because for the money I paid.
I always feel like I see the video of like Chris Paul and LeBron and Dwayne Wade hopping up and down on the banana boat. And I'm like, that doesn't look like that much fun.
It's fun. You like roller coasters. It's the same type of thing.
It's a lot more expensive. Meh. Let's go to Steve, Silver Spring. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, buddy. So, how you guys doing?
Good.
I listen to you every morning.
Thanks, man.
I'm almost at my shop. So, anyway, I was in Aruba, and my wife and I decided to parasail.
Right.
And that's when the boat takes you across. I was about 600 feet up, and I looked down. My wife was smaller than my thumbnail, and I looked up at my right latch that holds the whole thing on, or else you're just tumbling down. I looked at it, and the spring was broken on it.
Uh-oh.
So I had like 20 minutes of staring at this thing, wondering when I was going to freaking die. And my wife's waving at me, and I'm saying to myself, oh my god, maybe I shouldn't have life insurance right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's terrifying. I did it one more time after that.
No, but you're crazy.
I don't think I'd want to do that again.
You're crazy, man.
Yeah, you're a risk taker.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you're probably the annoying guy. The next time you come, after the thing snapped,
I can't believe you did it again.
Yeah.
The next time he came, he's probably asking the people about the latch, and they got annoyed by him.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium. And don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, drab t-shirt with his big hair transplant reveal. That's coming up on the Junks here on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.